On International Day of Mine Awareness and Assistance in Mine Action 2016, we wanted to find out more about the situation in Kosovo. We also wanted to ask practical questions such as, which areas are still hazardous in Kosovo? How is demining in Kosovo coordinated? And what steps to follow if you see a landmine or unexploded device? We spoke to an expert on the matter, K4 mine and EOD engineer, Mr. Cyprian Andrica. Is Kosovo still contaminated by landmines and explosive remnants of war?
Within Kosovo, since 1999, there have been reported and recorded more than 4,520 locations containing mines or unexploded explosive ordnance as shells, bombs or cluster bombs. Some locations generally defined as dangerous or hazardous areas. Immediately after the end of the conflict under United Nations Coordinating Authority, the clearance process was launched, so the social and economic impact of presence of mines and explosive remnants of war was dramatically reduced. Nowadays, we are facing a residual threat that still hampers the people's safety in some specific areas in Kosovo.
So, how many areas remain hazardous in Kosovo and where are they?
During the last almost 17 years, the coordinated effort on demining succeeded to reduce the number of dangerous areas to 124 locations where explosive items still can be encountered. The most contaminated regions are those located close to Kosovo's western border with Albania and Montenegro, followed by the southeastern border with former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia.
Okay, so can you tell us a little bit more about the actors that are involved in demining Kosovo? What's the level of coordination and cooperation amongst these different actors?
Well, here in Kosovo, KFOR, in close cooperation with international presence, succeeded to build demining and EOD response capability within the Kosovo security forces. In the same time, KFOR is active part of Kosovo EOD response system. Then, the Mine Action Center from Ministry for the Kosovo Security Force is professionally exercising the Mine Action Authority over both the governmental demining structures, respectively Kosovo Security Force deminers, and non-governmental demining organizations. For the last demining season, 2015, it must be mentioned the important contribution in demining provided by both Kosovo security forces and Hollow Trust demining teams. With considerable support from donor nations, the Mine Detection Dog teams from Mine Detection Dog Center for Southeast Europe from Sarajevo and Norwegian People's Aid played a major role in both land release and non-technical survey projects. All above mentioned demining organizations' efforts have been effectively planned and coordinated by Kosovo Mine Action Center. For the new demining season 2016, the expectations are the same.
How do you identify a landmine or an unexploded device? If one sees a landmine or an unexploded device, what do you do?
Well, generally speaking, any item that does not fit within a normal, routine, peaceful environmental picture must be treated with consciousness. Practically, any item that does not normally appear to belong to that place should be considered as a dangerous one and must not be touched. This is the first and the most important rule to be followed by everyone. If you are in a group, make the others aware on the suspect threat, try to mark the place and do not allow anyone to come closer than minimum, let's say, 50 meters. Then you have to inform the nearest Kosovo police officer or office. This is the second and the most important rule to be followed. Once Kosovo police inform, the explosive ordnance disposal support known as EOD will be requested and provided by specialized units from Kosovo Security Force, Kosovo Police, or KFOR.
The final objective, of course, is full decontamination of mines and explosive remnants. Is this something that we can hope for Kosovo in the near future?
Well, both KFOR and the Mine Action Center from the Kosovo Security Forces have assessed that within the current level of staffing, money and funding of both governmental and non-governmental demining organizations in Kosovo, all the land of the 124 dangerous areas can be decontaminated and released for public in approximately 10 to 14 years. Any supplementary support from the donor community will significantly shorten the estimated time.
In many countries, mines and explosive remnants of war still constitute a serious threat to the safety, health, and lives of local populations. Today we are reminded of how important it is to stay committed to demining action in Kosovo and around the world.